It's Helping Hand, HPR One stations, each Friday part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for joining us. This week, we are learning about a new single from musician, songwriter, producer, engineer James Williamson. You may know him from Iggy and the Stooges fame, working with the legendary Iggy Pop. On this, he is working alongside artist Lisa Kaukala of the Bell Rays. It's a 100% benefit for homeless children here in Hawaii with benefactor Project Hawaii. Hawaii has the single most severe homelessness epidemic per capita of anywhere in the United States. Single is called I Love My Tutu. It's backed with another track, Never Far From Where the Wild Things Are. Came out on iTunes June 17th, and then on August 12th, it's released as a 7-inch through Amazon and other music retailers. We are privileged to learn more about it with James Williamson joining us now on Helping Hand. James, aloha, and thank you very much for taking some time, brother.
Aloha, David. Good to talk to you.
Explain your connection to Hawaii.
My wife and I have come to Hawaii over the last 25 or 30 years regularly, and in the past 15 years, we've sort of become residents, part-time anyway, of the Big Island. And so we're very, very familiar with Hawaii and especially the Big Island. So we certainly have an affinity to the islands and to the way in which the tutu or the grandmothers have a special place in Hawaii. So that's kind of the genesis of this song, really. We found out about this organization and thought that it would be a wonderful thing to sort of dedicate the efforts to.
Project Hawaii, what James is referring to, and organization that folks, if they're listening and they just want to bring up the website online, it's helpthehomelesskeiki.org is their website, which I'll give out at the end. When you say you're a sometime resident, how often are you on the Big Island?
These days, we're there over 6 months out of the year, sometimes more. We would be over there full-time, except we have a granddaughter in California, too, and so we need to kind of split our time between the two places. And of course, with music, I do a lot of my music in California because of the recording aspect of it.
For folks who the name might be new to, Lisa Kaukala, can you tell me a little bit about this musician who's joined you in this effort?
Yeah, well, Lisa, I think you mentioned she's with the Bell Rays. She also plays in another group called Lisa and the Lips. I first ran into Lisa when I was doing a solo record a few years back. When I went to do this single, I just knew that she was the perfect person to sing these songs. Not only is she part Hawaiian, but she also has her nephews and family in Hawaii. You'll notice if you listen to the music that at the end of the song, her niece and nephew come on and sing the last chorus. So it's kind of a all-in-the-family Hawaiian record.
Those folks live on Maui, is that what I was understanding?
Yeah, that's right.
What got you so passionate in our growing homeless problem or understanding of it that you decided to bring awareness to it through releasing some music?
Homelessness itself, of course, is an awful thing, and it's really ridiculous that in this day and age that a country like the United States has this problem. But be that as it may, when it comes to the keiki, it's just gut-wrenching. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I looked into this organization, and they're doing fantastic things. I mean, one of the founders is Megan Patrick. I was just emailing with her the other day, and right now they're in the middle of summer camp for the keiki to give them some way to learn new things over the summer. They provide back-to-school supplies for these kids who have nothing so that they can have the basic things that people need in order to learn. And I felt like, well, I can't do much, but here's something I can do that might make a difference. I hope it'll resonate with people and they'll go get the record and help out too.
She taught us to be fair. She taught us how to share. She said, aloha only come from within.
Got the juju. And you chose a topic people could not know who you were, but just the name of the single would draw them in on a local level. In terms of the lyrics for that, how did the lyrics come about?
Well, it was innocent enough. You know, I was sitting around one day with my own granddaughter, and I was playing ukulele for her and just sort of made up that little hook line, you know, "Love My Tutu." And she loved the song and the tune of the song. It's a kind of a Hawaiian, you know, reggae-ish kind of thing.
Right.
And the next thing we kind of thought, well, hey, this is fun. And I started fleshing out the lyrics with my wife, and she helped me come through with some of the lyrics. And pretty soon we had the tune and figured, oh, this is great. Let's record this. So between that and the B-side is kind of inspired by the book Where the Wild Things Are. The whole thing is a sort of a children's effort. I guess you could call it children of all ages. It really applies to us old people, too.
We've mentioned Project Hawaii. Again, their website, helpthehomelesskeiki.org. I've been in Hawaii Island many times, but not since the epidemic became what it is. But if you're walking around Honolulu, it's a very sobering experience, to say the least. What led you to that group, Project Hawaii, in particular, to be the benefactor?
I guess it was serendipity, really. I became aware of the problem, so I started looking around for people that were trying to do something about it, that maybe I could somehow help them out in some way. I just happened upon this organization, and more I looked into it, the more I saw that they were doing really good work, and they were certainly well-deserving of any help that they could get. Megan Patrick herself was homeless at one time in her life. And so she is someone who is very deeply familiar with the problem. So this was somebody that is making a difference and has dedicated her life to it. And I felt like, well, wow, okay, this is the least I could do.
All of the proceeds of the sales of this are going to support that organization, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And that's cool. When I think about your career and Iggy Pop, has Iggy heard the song?
You know, I don't really know if he's heard it or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if he liked it. He has a very soft side. Probably if it was him doing it, though, the charity might be something like PETA or some animal-related charity, because he is very much, in fact, he does quite a bit of charity work for animal rescue organizations and so forth.
Great thing to be involved in. As we go to wrap it up with you, is there any chance that you might do a gig out here in support of the single?
Lisa would be delighted to do a gig for that. And of course, I would too. And so, yeah, absolutely. If we could get the right situation to make it happen, yeah, I mean, that would be fantastic.
We have a 75-seat, it's a studio and attached to the radio station. We've hosted all kinds of stuff in there, from Ziggy Marley to Godsmack Unplugged to John Hammond in there, and Roger McGuinn of the Byrds has been in there. Booker T from Booker T and the MGs has done a thing in there. A lot of different artists over the years have done things in there with us.
Thanks. I think that sounds like an interesting offer. We'll look forward to looking into it more, and let's try to figure it out.
The organization that James's single is benefiting is Project Hawaii. They're online at helpthehomelesskeiki.org. James is online at straightjameswilliamson.com. Single is out at iTunes, hitting Amazon as a 7-inch August 12th, and also select music retailers. 100% of the proceeds are going to support Project Hawaii in their fight to help out homeless children. As always, you can find the radio feature, the full interview, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand features online at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's been a privilege to hear about I Love My Tutu and the B-side, Never Far From Where the Wild Things Are. James Williamson, whose history includes Iggy Pop, Iggy and the Stooges. And thank you so much, James. I hope that this wasn't a hassle for you. And I admire what you're doing with your talent. It's an inspiration for others to do good. And I really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, David. Thank you very much for having me on.